Alter Perform Show, about performing your best. Today we have a very special guest, Barbara. Say hi, Barbara.
Hi, everyone.
Hey. And she's going to be talking about a bunch of stuff. She's going to be talking about thinking. She's a certified thinking into results consultant. I'm really interested in what that means, Barbara. You're also the author of True Love, True Self, A Journey to Self-Love, an inspirational speaker, and she's passionate about showing people how to love and value themselves. I've got a client I was just meeting with today, and I was like, you know, the only problem you've got is your self-value. It's amazing how that can hold us back, right?
Absolutely.
She wants you to understand your truth and how important it is in gaining what you desire in life. How changing the innermost dialogue increases feelings of self-worth, self-confidence, and self-compassion. And the video version is going to start in a few seconds there. It was holding back for some reason, but there we go. So, Barbara, tell us a little bit about what brought you here. Why do you do what you do?
Well, it's a long story, and I'll keep it short. But essentially, I was in the entertainment business for 30 years, and I was a director and have my master's in directing from UCLA, and I was I had an acting academy, and I coached celebrity performers for a number of years in film and TV. And then I lost my husband suddenly 2 months before our 25th wedding anniversary.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. Yes, it was a devastating time. And right after him, I lost four more people from my family and friends, and all in a two-year period. Mm-hmm. So essentially, I shut everything down, closed my school, closed my practice, and it was a quest for what's next. What do I make of this in my life? But the true gift that I received, I believe, is that I didn't really know how to love myself. And it's like I lost the love of my life to find out I didn't know how to love myself. Mm. Because he represented my value, really. And so it was a journey to discover how to create from the inside out versus seeking constant approval on the outside. You know, and even as a director, you know, I was trained to be very, very critical and trained to be very analytical and just dissect people. But what I was doing was also dissecting myself. And I discovered, I thought I had been a very, very positive person my whole life until I discovered my innermost dialogue when I was depressed and lost and grieving. And I couldn't believe, once I became very aware of what my innermost dialogue was, I couldn't believe how much self-loathing and self-betrayal and self-judgment and, you know, as I said to you earlier, I'm a recovering perfectionist. My perfectionism was crippling me. Because at that time, all I desired was to join my loved ones on the other side. Mm. So
that's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It, you know, there was no longer the conversation or the life that I had. So it was a complete capsizing of the ship. So I went on a journey, and through that journey, I went to a master's program in spiritual psychology. And this was all to heal myself, to, you know, to understand it was a search for meaning.
So you said a master's program, is that like a traditional school or a non-traditional when you say master's?
It's a master's program in a non-traditional school, but there was a master's program. It was called the University of Santa Monica in Los Angeles.
Great.
Fantastic program. And then I started to realize that, you know, my really core issue was, you know, low self-esteem, lack of confidence, low self-worth. And yet, you know, I had a lot of education, a lot of experience directing others. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of experience helping other people be successful, but I wasn't doing it for me. I mm-hmm. didn't know how to do it for me. So it really became, I teach what I know now because I didn't know how. And I just kept gathering information. So from there, I studied quantum physics, I certified as a life coach, I studied neuroscience, and then I certified with Bob Proctor in his as a thinking into results.
Oh, I love Bob. I've got the opportunity to see him several times at CEO Space. He's awesome.
He's amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, doing his program, I was really trying to bridge how do I go from now healing parts of myself, making this more of a business. And Bob was a perfect mentor for me to bridge business, spirituality, and goal achieving. Mm-hmm. And when I did the program for myself, I doubled my practice and tripled my income. So, you know, it was really working with the principles of this program. And since I've been facilitating and coaching people through this program for the last 4 years, people have outstanding quantum results. It's not 1%, 2%, 5% increase. You know, significantly greater into leaps that people take. And so what I found was that, you know, I'm really working with people who are a reflection of who I was, you know, and it's really, it's people who are highly educated, powerful thinkers, amazing, creative, and full intention to help others, but yet they're under-earners and they're underachieving because they're stuck in a knowing-doing gap, and they're frustrated,
I think it's that self-worth thing.
It's all that self-worth, absolutely. It's the, you know, I really show people how to